made your daddy drive a tractor.
This girl, you talk a lot like East Tennessee.
I think I need to take you back home with me.
Cause these boots need to keep two step. And them beers on ass keep sweating. That dress needs to keep on spinning around.
It's New Country, 93.5. Okay, so we're going to run down the top. It's top 20, but the last two are kind of garbage. So I'm going to say the top 18 toppings for your burger. In at number 11, French fries. As soon as I said that, Sasha just lost her mind.
It's too much. Why use the bread and then a bunch of potatoes? Come on.
In the same breath, she says, what about if you took two deep-fried chicken breasts and used those as your bun? And then you put the burger in the middle.
It's not unheard of.
That's crazy. So we'll get to the top toppings coming up.
Lying here with you so close to me. It's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment. I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never
with you
everywhere
on your radio at 93.5 and online at newcountry935.com.
He ain't worth the double your
drinking, why not take a shot on me? Saw those eyes coming through the door, bluer than a nice old can of Coors. That payback dress painted on, I could tell somebody must have done you wrong. When you sat down, said whatever you're having, I'll have the same. I said, how about we get to forgetting about what's his name? He ain't worth the trouble you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Your tequila glass keeps getting closer to mine. There's a green light glowing in your neon eyes. I'll next round bitch, some 1-2-stepping with a guy like me is what you need tonight. He ain't worth the trouble you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the trouble you're drinking. Why not take a shot? Let's have a night, get that guy. Baby, take a shot on me. Yeah, why not take a shot on me? He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see. Why not take a shot on me? If he ain't worth the double you're drinking, why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me?
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. I came across the top 19 condiments. Actually, it's really 18.
Okay.
I'll just tell you, at number 18, 2% say other. Which I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
But what I have a bone of contention with Sasha is when I said, French fries came in at number 11, you're like, oh, that's too gluttonous. Why would ever do that? Oh.
So condiments on a burger is what this is. Okay, gotcha.
I would never do that. Ugh. Ugh.
It is too much. You get the bread and then you're throwing a bunch of potatoes on. That's too much.
No, that's too much. No. But then you're like, you know what we really need? We need a burger with a big fat chicken patty in there. And then, you know, we squeeze it between, you know, another chicken patty or burger slice.
Yeah. No, instead of the bun, just two pieces of fried chicken and some bacon.
Yeah. Well, that's not gluttonous at all.
I'm not saying I regularly consume that.
But I was just like, these are like four French fries. No, I don't know. That's too much. I need something like, I don't know, two chicken breasts I can use as buns.
Fried chicken breasts specifically.
Yeah. And then, so I can put a couple of burgers in the middle of that with some cheese. And
got to get your protein in somehow, right?
Protein. Oh, my gosh. That is overload. I could. There's no way I could ever
No,
eat.
I couldn't either.
Oh, but something tells me you have.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I battle high cholesterol.
I know. It's a thing.
So I have to be very careful.
Yeah, I know it's a thing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to force you to bring that up.
I never have it.
I know.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's a touch
but
point.
But I longingly watch other people greasily scarf those things
You
down.
Actually go on and watch reels of people eating fast food.
It is my favorite thing.
Like, that's so
bizarre.
They
sit in their car and they eat chicken wings and pizza and
so
hoagies. It is my favorite thing to watch on Instagram.
So if we had to ask you, what is the most bizarre, weird thing you would put on a burger?
or that you've seen someone else put on a burger.
Yeah. What would that be?
So you always get after me about this. I love putting peanut butter on burgers. Love, 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 love. It's a nice, like, pepper jelly. Yes, yes, yes. It's so
makes
good.
No jelly Why? On a burger makes no
Why
sense.
Why would it not make sense?
Because you don't put jelly on burgers.
Yeah, but I mean like a pepper jelly.
See, you're taking a peanut butter jelly sandwich, mm-hmm. and you're taking those elements and putting them into a hamburger.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense to me.
Why not? Because I think you're just not adventurous, and that's your own problem.
Would you take, would you do the reverse? Would you take a peanut butter and jam sandwich and then put burger stuff in there?
Ew, no, that's ridiculous.
This is what I'm saying.
No, that's not the same thing, though.
No, yeah, I know, it's the complete opposite with the same effects.
Yeah, but when you think about, there's food out there where you add like a peanut saute sauce, so it's the same thing, just putting peanut butter on beef. What a great idea.
Oh, that's garbage.
Yeah, you haven't tried it, though.
No,
have you?
No, because I don't want to.
No, but you will.
No.
Because you should, and it's great.
No, because it's great. Okay, so what are the weirdest things that you do on your burgers or you see somebody else do on their burgers?
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. What's to the sand? It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar, and Jane was smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs, and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you, sat there alone, all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back, empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew.
Favorite country songs on New Country 93.5, and then, yeah, you're up $500.
Oh my god! Oh my
congratulations,
goodness.
You're $500 richer.
That's incredible. Thank you so much.
No skill testing questions or anything. We're just going to give you $500 for listening.
The New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow is making friends and showering cash all over the GTA.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I will never get tired of people mooing at me.
Where and when she'll pop up next is utterly unpredictable. But if you want a clue, swing by newcountry935.com right now. The Interrupting Cash Cow, making friends with Moolah since, now. We're New Country 93.5.
Did you hear Sunwing Sunweek is coming back next week?
Sunwing Sunweek?
Yeah, Sunwing Sunweek.
What's Sunwing Sunweek?
Oh, Sunwing Sunweek. 7 days of door crashing deals, excursion discounts, and your chance for plenty of prizes, even free freaking vacations.
Wait, so you're saying if we book during Sunwing Sunweek, we could be sun winning?
Yeah! While you workshop that, Sunwing Sunweek starts May 26th. Get the dates from your local travel advisor or at...
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
Hosting weather starts at Real Canadian Superstore. This week, get boneless, skinless chicken breast for only $4.66 a pound. Serve up delicious poultry from Canada and bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
A Nissan dealer, just $1,999 down plus loyalty gets you an award-winning Sentra for just $59 a week or finance from 0%. Don't miss Sentra Mania now through June 2nd at your local GTA Nissan dealer.
Saturday and Sunday, they've got something big in store at your Rona. They pay the taxes when you spend $100 or more. Now that is big. Whether you're doing quick updates or starting a bigger home improvement project, Rona has got you covered. Find everything you need from painting to flooring to decking items. So don't miss out. Stop by Rona until Sunday because they're paying the taxes for you when you spend $100 or more. Talk about a big deal. Regular priced items only. Certain conditions apply.
Hey there. I'm sure you've heard that I'm giving away 3 down payments of $56,000 at my next real estate investment seminar. Hi, I'm Todd Z. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, May the 24th, for a life-changing event. Not only could you win one of 3 prizes of $56,000, you will also learn how important investment real estate could be to your financial future. To register, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment. Simple.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
HBO's biggest series is back, and it's only on Crave.
If you just keep going, you find something new to fight for.
The Last of Us, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey.
There's no halfway with this.
Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking and masterfully tense.
What did you do?
I saved her.
The Last of Us. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
Staring out the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
I'll pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winners keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. To the south, out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
Country 93.5. Okay, bit of a sidestep here on the top burger toppings. Sasha introduced her, let's put peanut butter on a burger.
Yeah, it's really good. And I it almost bothers me that you're so against it.
Not only against it, it's super gross.
It's not gross. You don't even know you haven't tried it.
People are coming out of all the woodworks going, either you're right or you're losing your mind.
There's no gray area.
Yeah, there
with
is
this.
No. You're right. Burger toppings coming up.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright.
we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
New Country Evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
New Country. 93.5.
I'm from the country. You're from the city. I drive a truck. You think that's silly, but there's another side of me you know you like to see. Ain't that right? Oh, that's right. I got my money in my pocket, a girl beside me, a little bottle rocket. There's a finger on her lips and a swagger in her hips. Tonight, tonight, tonight. And I say, hey, won't you, girl, you make my heart flutter like a dildo whirl. It's getting freaky on the floor, feel that rumbling sound. I might have grown up in a barn, but I can bring down the house. I'm wearing camo, y'all hashtag this. This party's raging, you won't want to miss. All my buddies turning up. Parking lot is full of trucks. Hang on tight, hang on tight. Oh my, my, my. And I say, hey, I want you, girl. You make my heart, heart flutter like a tilt-a-whirl. It's getting freaky on the floor. Feel that rumbling sound. Might have grown up in a barn, but I can bring down the house. And we go down, 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 down. The puck goes round.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. So if you just popped in, we're talking about the weirdest condiment toppings, add-ons you put on your burger. We stumbled on this top 18 list of condiments and toppings, and I said, well, French fries came in at number 11. So I was like, oh, that's just so gross. Why would everybody do
potatoes
that?
Potatoes with buns. Yeah. Ah.
What's the world coming to? I blame the internet.
It's a slippery slope, yeah. And I blame the government somehow, too.
And then right after that, she goes, but have you ever tried putting two deep-fried chicken breasts and using them as buns on a burger. Like, you do that, you just won't, you won't go back.
No, you'll probably die, actually.
And I'm like, what? Like, that makes no sense to me.
I know. By the way, what is number one on that list?
Cheese.
Oh.
Of course it is. Number two is ketchup, followed by lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles, mustard, bacon at number 8, mayo at 9, mushrooms at 10, french fries at 11, avocado, relish, eggs at 14, hot sauce, ranch dressing, Thousand Island, and again, and number 18 is called other.
I'm very curious about that.
But it's only 2% polled. They're like, other.
Yeah, they just didn't know what else to say. They panicked.
Probably other. Sardines or something.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like oysters or something really stupid.
Yeah, that is stupid.
You know what I mean? Like, you do it just for shock factor.
Oh, exactly. It doesn't even taste good. Like, you just want to be like, hey, everybody, look at my burger.
I know
weird
a guy
burger.
Who puts sardines on his burger. Like, get out of here. I don't believe you actually like that.
Yeah.
Saying all of that, my wife loves sardines. But not on her burger.
Ew.
Yeah, she loves sardines.
That's gross.
She puts it on in her salad.
Ew. Oh, no, that makes sense, actually. It makes a good Caesar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, so I get it.
That's fair.
Angela, ever put anything weird or unusual on your burger?
No, but I was just listening, and I definitely have never put peanut butter, but I've been thinking about it lately.
Doesn't it sound amazing?
I think yes, and jam, too. Like, why not?
Yeah, especially like a nice like jalapeno or like mango habanero jam or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, yes. I'm going to try it.
Like on a burger, like you know, you got the two buns and you got the lettuce and you got the tomato and the cheese. Now you're going to have a habanero.
Yes.
Habanero jam, or you're going to slap some Skippy on it, peanut butter.
See, Casey, I feel like you're the only one that doesn't understand how this works. Like, you cannot wrap your brain around it, but it sounds good, doesn't it, Angela?
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I agree. I'm going to try it.
You guys are super weird. Like super weird.
I got a souped-up ride, and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road. See how fast this thing will go. But that shoulder on my side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires green in this old car. All I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. We can burn this old dirt road like a racetrack. Turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight when shield starts. Watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that.
Just spring that makes you want to sing. It's probably this next song, only on New Country. Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country. 93.5, The Casey Clark Show.
Thanks to Monte Carlo Inns, proudly Canadian, with locations throughout southern Ontario. Visit MonteCarloInns.com.
Some people say we're herb obsessed. And you know what? They're right. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm. Before we grew into Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, our passion was helping our family and friends. And our herbal products work so well, why not help every Canadian family? From allergy relief and sleep support to immune support and more, as nature intended. Find us at your favorite local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
At Hyundai, we want to make buying a car as simple and convenient as possible. That's why this Sunday, May 25th, select Hyundai dealers are opening their doors an extra day for you. You'll get up to $750 off select in-stock vehicles and enjoy low lease and finance rates on our models. This Sunday will be one to remember. So come in and get behind the wheel of your brand new Hyundai. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local participating dealer for this limited time event.
At Food Basics, 250 to 375 gram Schneider's Pepperettes are just $5.77 each. Holy moly, wowza! Only until May 28th. Shop in-store and online. Food Basics, always more for less.
It's game day, so come on. It's time to play with Ontario's newest sportsbook, ComeOn.com. You thinking underdog?
Come on.
Maybe the hometown favorite?
Come on!
No matter the game, it's all right here at ComeOn.com. Every sport, hockey, baseball, football, soccer, and more at ComeOn.com.
Come on!
Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. What are you waiting for? Game on. Play on. Come on!
Come on!
Hey, can we talk? It's me, your top drawer here. What is this? Is this bra from the 90s? Did your mom lend you this? It's time you freshen me up with the perfect bra from my top drawer. They fit sizes AA to O. You'll feel supported and actually comfortable. And your clothes are going to fit better. Just, you know, ask the closet. I will be the happiest top drawer in the house.
My top drawer, Burlington, London, Niagara Falls, Simcoe, and Toronto. Or mytopdrawer.com.
New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Your country station.
Is CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse. But right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose. Sitting all tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to my drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way he just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to Mrs. But he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell. Tell no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Listening to Toronto's new country.
93.5.
Red sun rising as we're burning through this last cigarette all alone. Sitting outside a diner by an old payphone. I remember how those eyes were a green light gold, drawing me in, asking for me to sin. I was praying to the Lord, hold on. But I'd do it all back again. I wouldn't change anything now. I just wouldn't want you to go. You like smoke, slipped right through my fingers. And girl, how you linger. You left your sin on my clothes. Yeah, you're like smoke. You clouded my memory. You blinded me right just so I couldn't see. You left me burning alone, just like smoke. Just like smoke. You left me to ashes more times than I'll count. You build up a fire just to put it right out. You're pouring gasoline, kerosene, anything you need just to keep me around. Yeah, but I do it all back again. And I can't change anything now. I just wouldn't want you to go. Slipped right through my fingers. And girl, how you linger. You left your sin on my clothes. Yeah, you're like smoke. You clouded my memory. You blinded me right just so I couldn't see. You left me burning alone, just like smoke. Slip right through my fingers. And girl, how you linger. You left your sin on my clothes. Yeah, you're like smoke. You clouded my memory. You blinded me right just so I couldn't see. You left me burning alone, just like smoke. Just like smoke.
New Country 93.5.
Sasha's info dump.
Do you know what mouth taping is? Have you heard this trend? Oh, do you do it?
My wife tries it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I actually first saw this idea of mouth taping on Netflix's Love is Blind.
Okay.
Because one of the guys on the show did it, and then, you know, he got together with a woman and she was like, what are you doing? Whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's taking over TikTok and other social medias right now. You're not supposed to use really intense tape, by the way. You know, it's usually just masking tape or like painter's tape because you don't want to like seal your mouth shut completely. But the idea behind it is to force you to breathe through your nose and hopefully you'll sleep a little bit better and you'll snore less. I'm assuming that's perhaps
one of those, but yeah, it's more trying to control your breathing for sure.
Yes. So although it seems like a cute little like harmless thing to try, even though it's a little bit strange, doctors are saying, just so you know, if you're not sleeping well or you have problems like sleep apnea and you're snoring a ton, there may be bigger problems afoot.
Sure.
And a piece of tape is not going to help. So if it's really, really that bad, you should, you know, go to a sleep doctor or a sleep clinic and try and get to the root of the problem.
I imagine you could use one of those, like, remember the hairdresser tape they would put over your forehead?
Yes.
And then that would give a line so you can cut bangs and then take it back off.
Right.
Kind of like you could use that tape.
Yeah, just something that's pretty, like, not overly sticky. Because I would just get so freaked out. The reason why I haven't tried it, I don't think I really need to.
Right.
But I would be so terrified of waking up in the middle of the night and just feeling like I couldn't open my mouth.
Like masking
just
tape.
Out.
Maybe that's too much.
Yeah, duct tape is definitely too much.
Duct tape, masking tape. Like, you know, that's what I meant, is duct tape.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Because that's nice. Or, you know, electrical tape.
No.
Packing tape. Like that's...
That you wrap around your head. Yeah, way too much.
Too much.
I'm also kind of worried if I did it, because my cat sleep in my bed. I would just worry that I'd wake up and there would be cat hair all over
stuck everything? Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then I would really
you
have
two-way tape. That's all you have?
Yeah. I only have two-way tape.
So you're like, well, this is all I'm going to try.
That'd be a really bad idea. The pillow would be stuck to my face.
Yuck.
No, it's no good. That's your info dump.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell. My buddies or the bartender, that I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. No, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell.
Thanks for listening to New Country 93.5.
Come on.
One-star motel, slow burn going down. Bourbon in a paper cup. It just hits different, makes that missing tougher than it ever was. I put the phone down, cause you gone to bed now. Our wheels get to spinning round. Only thing that'll slow them down is drinking whiskey in Colorado. Lonely nights and empty bottles. Wishing tomorrow. Drinking whiskey in Colorado. I heard it's a nice town, but I pull the shades down. Pour myself another round. Trying to take the edge off, but it ain't never enough. It's a kind of pain you just can't drown. Colorado, lonely nights and empty bottles, wishing tomorrow that Silverado was headed home. But there's another small stage in another small town, singing songs about you without you around. Missing your red wine kiss while I'm here alone, drinking whiskey in Colorado.
They say country's having a moment, and they're right. This is New Country.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
We're New Country 93.5.
This place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances a cowboy song. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs.
this place, and I gotta find her.
It's New Country 93.5. Okay, another Reddit trend. It is your favorite unwritten rule that more people need to hear. Stuff like, if you show somebody a picture on your phone, don't start swiping.
You can't. Oh my gosh, okay. Do not. That's rude.
We'll tell you why you should not do that on Sasha's phone. Okay, because there's a certain a collection of photos, if you will, that are kind of out of bounds.
Yeah. Delete those.
Those are coming up.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby. And my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause there's guys that can't communicate.
How to find us. Alexa, play New Country 93.5 Toronto.
We were the wild and the free and the wind. We were the backseat leaning in. We were the running wide open in the headlights. Hearts on fire in the midnight. We were the slow and the dance in the dust. Jack and Diane with the radio up. We were living the line about loving and learning to fall. Flying that summertime thing. We were the song on the radio playing. We were the words the singer was singing. Yeah, we were the oh, we were the hey, that made you wanna sing along. Yeah, we were that song.
summer like a train. We were the let go, we were the heartbroken. We didn't know that it would end this way. We were the almost, yeah, but not quite. We were the steel guitars to cry in the line about loving and leaving and lonely in the might have been, the might have been. We were the song on the radio playing. We were the words the singer was singing, yeah. We were the oh, we were the hey. And I had to call. We were the feeling that you can't shake off. That I was a fool and you were the one. How did I ever let you get so gone? We were the song on the radio playing. We were the words the singer was singing. Yeah, we were the oh, we were the hey. That made you wanna sing along.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. Your unwritten rule that you tell people all the time, there's an unwritten rule for me. My unwritten rule is I always hold the door.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to be that guy that going into the mall just the other day. And where it backfires is that when you're opening the door, and I don't know if you're where Sport Check is, but
mm-hmm.
The buses drop everybody off like almost immediately right there,
I think, real close. Okay.
So everybody was coming off a bus and they're just coming in. And I was standing there, keeping that door open, just waiting.
Yeah.
Come on in. Well, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Come on in. Welcome to the mall.
You can very much get stuck holding the door open. That's happened to me before too. And then you don't really know what the appropriate gap is.
Yeah.
To like, oh, there's enough of a space between people where I can just enter the store.
I usually wait until there's a mom with two kids in a stroller. That's when I leave.
And you shut the door and lock it behind
that's
you.
That's when I'm like, this is my break.
Yeah, good luck, lady.
Yeah. It doesn't look like you need any help. You're going to be fine. Get one of your kids to hold the door.
Yeah. Like that'll teach them a good lesson.
Push them in front and where, it's kind of like a door stopper.
Yeah.
The door will hit the kid. And the door won't automatically all the way close. So you're going to be okay. You got another kid and one in the stroller, so you can spare one. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, just to make sure the sensors are working on those automatic doors. Sure.
So, but yeah, I caught myself there for an exorbitant amount of time because I was, my own written rules. Hey, you got to open that door.
Yeah, and you stick by that.
I know. Wow. I know. And you're right. It's a great social experiment to see how long it will take for somebody to take the door from you.
I know. You do kind of hope that someone eventually will be like, no, I got it. You go do your thing.
But when, particularly I think when you get off a bus, it's, all strangers. Like there's not one, major group that says, okay, well, I'll do it for the group. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree with you. So yeah, nobody knows each other, so you're just going about your business.
So just so you know, that's one of the downfalls of doing that. Just, you might be there for a minute.
Yeah, word to the wise.
Yeah, but that's an unwritten rule. Okay, Todd, what's yours?